Right now, Parkinson's disease is a life-changing diagnosis and can make something like learning a new sport seem like a tall order. But thanks to a nationwide program, many people are fighting it back against the disease by taking up boxing.
Rock Steady Boxing, founded in 2006, is aimed at strengthening the muscles and coordination that can deteriorate as the disease progresses. In addition to working up a sweat while hitting the bag, people who take part are also building a community with their fellow athletes.
Patty Batt is a trainer at the Hybrid Athletic Club in Fitchburg, where she heads up the Madison chapter of Rock Steady Boxing, which is the first of its kind in the state. Patty, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me and for featuring our program.
Patty, how did you come to get involved in working with Parkinson's patients and then heading up the Rock Steady class?
In all honesty, I didn't know anyone with Parkinson's in my personal life before 2015, and I happened to stumble across the CBS Morning Show did a segment with Leslie Stahl, and she featured Rock Steady Boxing. Her husband has Parkinson's, and she did a feature on it, and I saw the feature. And at the time, I was a personal trainer at Hybrid, but I had never heard of Rock Steady Boxing, but I saw that piece, and I was like, I've got to get in on this. I knew it was something special, and there's just something about it that drew me to it. So the same day that I saw the segment, I signed up for the training in Indianapolis, and I was there 3 months later doing the training.
Can you give us a sense of what one of the classes is like? What kind of things are happening there?
There's a whole lot happening in our classes. it's a lot of fun. Our class, typically, we start with a warm-up, which consists of stretching, and that can just be core stretching, deep breathing, partner stretching. And then we do a get-to-know-you session, which is actually we do some voice activation. People with Parkinson's have some issues with loudness and being able to have people hear them well. So we do get-to-know-you session, and then we'll do a little bit of a body and a mind warm-up. Sometimes it involves playing some types of games. But then we get into the meat and potatoes of the program. And it's interesting. Every day is different, but we will try to incorporate some high-intensity stations, which focus on all the symptoms that are relative to Parkinson's. So, for example, people with Parkinson's have issues with balance, with hand-eye coordination, the speed of their movement, agility, focus, mental focus, rhythm. So we will have, let's say, a drill which we are balancing on a beam while doing something with a ball, something that is working two different skills at once, mind and body. We'll do another drill where we happen to be doing the speed bag, which works on hand-eye coordination, rhythm. So it's different every day. We'll also do some sessions that focus on strength work. That might be cable weight machines using hand weights. We do some kind of dancing sometimes, which rhythm and dancing and drumming has all been shown to be helpful in dealing with Parkinson's. So we will incorporate that in our program. And then we spend about 40 to 45 minutes doing actual boxing during the class. It's non-contact boxing, but it's very high-intensity boxing.
Patty, I had a chance to watch some of the videos in your Rocksteady class, and you're not fooling around with these folks. You're pushing them pretty hard. Is that part of the regimen, part of the plan?
It is the key part of the program. Parkinson's is a degenerative neurological disease, and there is no cure. And they haven't found anything other than high-intensity exercise, which has been shown to slow down the progression of the symptoms. Mm-hmm. There's medications that can relieve some of the symptoms temporarily, but high-intensity exercise is the only treatment to date that they have found that's medically proven to slow the progression. So when we do a high-intensity boxing class, you're right, we're not fooling around. They work really hard. We try to keep it where we can have them working at a very high-intense level, but at the same time, we're monitoring people to make sure that they're doing okay, that they're working in a safe zone for themselves. But we also make it fun. So while they're working very high and intense, we're doing fun things. So it doesn't seem so much like work. If you've seen some of the videos, there's a lot of playing around with each other. There's a great sense of community. And we play a lot of games with it. It's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I've noticed, that was the other thing I noticed in the video, was that you are having a whole lot of fun. What is it, Patty, about boxing that makes it especially suited for those battling Parkinson's?
Well, I'd say a couple of things. One is, like I mentioned a little earlier, the issues that most boxers work on are the same issues that people that have Parkinson's are working on, the balance, the hand-eye coordination, mm-hmm. speed of movement, all those things. But then there is that physical thing about punching a bag. A lot of times I will tell people to envision that bag that they're hitting is Parkinson's. There's a lot of emotion going on with these people, and they're literally fighting for their lives. So when they get in that gym, they're having fun, but they are in an all-out battle. And each and every one of those people who come in are really warriors. So I know when I started boxing, I boxed a little bit before I ever did the Rocksteady Boxing Program, and it was a real mental, emotional, and physical release for me, and these people get that same thing. So it's just, I think it's a really just a big tension reliever. They can let out some of that anxiety and worries that they have, and they can do it with other people. They're doing it with people who are going through the same things that they are. And so, and they're not, I think the thing that's real important when they're there, they're athletes. They're not defined by their diagnosis at all. And I think people realize that there is so much that they can do when they come in that door.
Patty Batt is a trainer at the Hybrid Athletic Club in Pittsburgh, where she heads up the Madison chapter of Rocksteady Boxing, which is the first of its kind in the state. Now, Patty, obviously the athletes in your class might be dealing with a range of different symptoms. Does a successful workout look different for different people? Do you have separate workout regimens for each person that comes in?
Yes, we do. So we have all different levels of symptoms for people in our class. We'll have people who barely have any noticeable symptoms, maybe a slight tremor. And then you will see people in our classes that have a lot of issues. They're using a gait belt and assistance of a corner person to help them around the gym. As a trainer, it's my job to modify each exercise to work for that person, to keep them safe, but working at a very challenging level at the same time.
Now, the exercise, of course, is important, but beyond that, do you see folks making bonds and forming a sort of community with others in the class?
Absolutely. This is a tight group of people. I know whenever a new boxer comes in or a new person, a prospective person is checking out the program, it's a little overwhelming. You'll see, you know, 30-some people out there. They've all got their gloves or they're talking, they're sharing information, they're sharing stories. And so at first it seems like a bit much, and then after they spend a little time there, they're in just a big part of that group immediately, and they pulled in. These people do things in our group in the class. They share information. I'm always amazed that there's this large group of people that have Parkinson's, and they have so much different information that they're not aware of, like what one person is doing for medication, what one person is doing for therapy, or even how they're coping with their disease. So we have a spot where we take our timeouts and where people rest, have water, and people are always chatting, and people are staying after class. People go to movies together. People do a lot of different things, and I see friendships forming, and I think that when you have that common place where you go where people get it. They understand what you're going through, that it is such a comfort to people, and it makes them feel like they belong somewhere. I feel like I'm going on and on about it, but I can't explain it. That's one of my favorite things, is just seeing the bonds that grow between these people and what a community they formed.
Now, Patty, you had the first Rocksteady Boxing program right here in Fitchburg, but there seems to be more forming around the state. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we had the first program in Wisconsin, which I was really excited to do. And we started in May of 2016. I believe since that time, this program keeps growing. I think there are 6 more affiliates in the state of Wisconsin. I believe the closest one would be Rockford. Well, Rockford isn't Wisconsin, but Rockford is close. There's Lake Geneva. There's Oshkosh, Green Bay, and if you go to the Rocksteady Boxing site, they will list all the affiliates. The thing that's kind of amazing is it was founded in 2006. They now have 685 affiliates. They have them in all 50 states and in 14 different countries. So it's really taken off.
Patty, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Patty Batt is a personal trainer at the Hybrid Athletic Club in Fitchburg. She's been talking with us about her work training people with Parkinson's disease in the Rocksteady Boxing Program.